What's interesting about him is he survived an investigation in the early 90s and stood trial on tax charges. And the allegations were that he hid income while he was deputy tax collector for the city. Now, at the time, there were allegations of conflicts of interest, that he was playing both sides of the fence, you know, working for the city and then, you know, lobbying on behalf of private people, but he was never charged with that. He was convicted in 1994 of three tax evasion counts, including two felony counts, but those felony counts were later overturned by a higher court.
Is he on the city payroll, or is he really sort of a unofficial advisor?
He's certainly not on the city payroll, and I would say unofficial is a good way to put it, because he certainly, so far as I can tell, he's not being paid by the city in any capacity.
What is his role in City Hall and with Mayor Dominic Sarno? You write that he has an unusual level of influence in the current administration. What kind of influence?
Right. So based on my research and an interview with Mayor Sarno's former communications director, you know, in short, the suggestion is that while not on the city payroll, he essentially trumps, you know, Mayor Sarno's entire staff. And some of the paperwork that I obtained through a public records request indicate that Mr. Kingston has his hand in virtually everything from city policy to major and minor personnel appointments to appointments to boards and commissions. So his influence appears to run the gamut.
It is unusual for an advisor, paid or not, to survive one administration to the other, but this man seems to do it.
He certainly seems to have an enduring quality. What sort of leapt out at me when I began to research him is sort of his covert style, and you know, this era of transparency in government, he's both enduring and has managed to stay under the radar. He went particularly underground following his convictions in the 1990s, but still, his influence never seemed to wane entirely, and he's run campaigns for a number of mayors, a congressman, a state rep, and has played peripheral roles in many other campaigns.
Any indication that his influence may be lessened by this word of an investigation?
You know, that's hard to say. It's too early to tell. And I should say, you know, anyone can be investigated for anything. Most of the public knows it doesn't mean you're guilty of anything, but the relationship is being looked at least by one federal agency. How that will impact his influence or his sphere of influence at City Hall or elsewhere, it's just unclear at this point.